4 CPA Mobile. Well, Wild Bill, how are you, sir?
Motoring over to Walden. Just got on the, just got in the car here. So I gotta get my ears lowered. It's been a month. And it's time. So, that's where I headed to. And probably go there and just come back. I got plenty to do today. It's pretty out here, just gorgeous. I've got the sunroof back. A couple of windows down. Just feels great. 61 degrees.
Yeah, it's really nice. I'm playing tennis at 1:30. And, I got my ears lowered yesterday, as a matter of fact. I think it'd been 5 weeks since I'd had my hair cut, so I figured it was about time.
5 weeks, I think. Plenty of time in between. That's one thing about the guy I went to. I don't think he's changed the price of my haircut in 30 years. I've been going to him forever. I've probably been going to him longer than that, but I tried to get him a raise one time. He said, no, that's all right. But I think he's charging proportions of the amount of hair he has to cut. It's steadily decreased.
I can remember when I could get my hair cut for 90 cents at this little place. Little hole-in-the-wall place on Piedmont Highway. And he charged 90 cents on the week, during the week, and $1 on Saturday.
Yeah, I went to Burger King. Got two Whoppers with the cheese. It came with medium fries. Paid more than $17 for two of them. I told Lane, it's not worth it. $17. And I can remember in 1967, that's the year Lane and I got married. We went to Hardee's. This is in Charleston. We went to Hardee's, and they were 15-cent hamburgers.
Well, those days are long gone. Yeah, I remember we used to take our two girls to Ryan's, and the kids ate free, and we could eat. I'm talking about steak here, and we could eat for the whole shebang for $11.
The old days. I just can't believe about the hamburger places. I think, and I know some of them have closed, have been closing. We had Jack's here. The one in Sensville closed, and I'm talking about on Fairview. And then the one that used to be on Main Street has been closed quite some time. And then there was another one I just saw that had closed. And I think I know where a third one's going to close. I'm not sure on that one. But I think one reason those fast food restaurants like that are prices going so much is they just don't have the volume. I mean, they got a lot of people going through the window. But, you know, their prices are based on volume. I guess they're having to raise the prices just to stay in business.
How a lot of these places have made it, it's really incredible. I don't know, maybe they got some stimulus money that kept them going. I don't know. But anyway, well, at least I got my hair cut, and I look nice and pretty when it could be my COVID shot Friday.
COVID shot is it?
First one, and you know I've already had it, so that was in January, so I'm way past the 30 days. I think you have to wait to get your shot, you know, if you've had it. So, I get my first one Friday, and then, I don't know, what is it, 2 weeks later you get your second one? I don't even know.
It depends on what kind you're getting. If you get Pfizer, what they recommend, the minimum amount in between is 21 days. Although they may stretch you out a little bit longer than that on their scheduling to get the second. And then on Moderna, I think 28 days for the second one. And then after your second shot on both of them, you got to wait. According to Pfizer, you only have to wait a week before you get maximum immunity, like 95%. But on the Moderna, they say 2 weeks. Of course, you hear all kinds of things. I went off the website, Pfizer's, to look, and they say 7 days after your second one, you'll have your maximum immunity. And I guess they know what they're doing. All these other people, I don't know where they're getting their information.
I figure I've got some antibodies. I mean, the doctor said, you know, it could be anywhere from 30 days to 6 months. They said they really don't know.
These shots will last, but again, everything I've been reading, they, based on their, you know, experiences with these other types of vaccines that are similar, they're saying it's probably up to 2 years, possibly three, but you're probably going to end up having to have a booster just like a flu shot once a year.
Now, I figure, you know, this is going to be the routine thing every year. Heck, maybe they can give it to you in one shot. Just combine the two.
You know, Johnson's come out, and it's only a one-shot thing, and you don't have to have it refrigerated. You know, no spatial refrigeration. But it's only about 70%. You know, depending on where they did their research and what location, it's anywhere from 66 to, they're saying, 75%. It's not as effective as the Pfizer or the Moderna, but you only have to have one shot. They say it will protect you from going to the hospital if it's a severe case or dying from it. And that's what they're trying to do. NYQ.
CPA. Well, yeah, it's not like it'll prevent you from getting it. It just makes it a little more bearable. Just like the flu shot. You know, you can still get the flu. I messed up my schedule this morning. I don't know what I'm playing tennis so much. I got mixed up today. On my calendar, it says 10:30, but then when I looked at my text, we both agreed to play at 1:30, so that's what why I'm out here is because I'm driving back to the house because I thought I was playing at 10:30, but I'm playing every day of the week. I'm playing on Saturday. So, Monday through Saturday, sometimes I play on Sunday.
Keep in shape. Keep you out of trouble. I don't know how you find time to do it every day, though. I wouldn't have enough time to do that, but it's good that you're doing it. I do walk every day, though. I fast walk with my dog, Toby. When I come back, usually I'm sweating pretty good. Even winter time if I have my coats on. I tell you, old Toby likes to walk fast. He gets out there. He doesn't mess around. He wants to go.
So he's walking you. Oh, man. I can remember my daughter when we had Solo, our little puppy, and our little dog, and she took her on the Swamp Rabbit Trail. We lived in North Cliff, and you know, they paved it, and it was in the hot summertime, and the dog kept wanting to get off in the grass, and she kept jerking her back over on the pavement, and she finally realized it was burning her paws. It was a real hot day, and then she felt bad. But the poor dog was the pavement was so hot it was burning her paws, and that's why she was wanting to walk in the grass.
Oh yeah, you got some dark pavement, asphalt. Well, it's like you go down to the beach. I mean, you're staying at the beach, but you're across the. There's a road between you and the beach, and it's asphalt. I mean, you do anything to keep walking on that asphalt to go across to the beach. Yeah, the beach is not too bad. Sand's reflecting all that sun, and that's why you get such a bad sunburn on the sand. You lay out there on the asphalt, all it'll do is roast you because of the heat, but you won't get sunburned. Yeah, I can understand that. I try to be really careful when I walk to Toby in the summer. And when we do walk, we either go late in the afternoon or real early in the morning. But this time of year, typically we go around 10:30, 11. That's when we go. Oh, me. Well, let's see. This week, well, like today, it's been about... Like today, 10 days since I had the second shot. So I'm out and about. I mean, I don't wear my mask and everything, but up until now, I really didn't go to church. If I did, I made sure it was one where mask required and nobody's close to each other. But, so I'm going to start going to a lunch meeting and stuff like that. But I hadn't been doing that. I've been really careful about it because my wife, biggest thing. N4IQ.
DPA. Yep. Well, yeah, I wear a mask everywhere I go. I feel a little bit safer since I've had it, but I still don't take any chances. And so you didn't have any side effects from the second shot? Because I've heard of some people that have.
I mean, when I take flu shots, I don't have any side effects. The only thing is the arm is sore. And this lady did mine this time. I have never ever had anybody give me a shot like this, but she pinched the flesh of my arm until it looked like Mount Everest and jabbed it. And it is still sore, and it's almost 2 weeks, and I've got a big bruise. But that's not the vaccine. That's her ineptness. That's what I have to say. And it's but as far as feeling bad, I didn't feel bad. It's just that arm is a little sore, and same thing with my wife. Just it really wasn't a problem.
I've just heard of a couple of people that felt a little achy or something, you know, just felt bad for a day or two. But anyway, I'm not worried about it. All right, well, I'm sitting in the garage here, Bill, so I'm going to bail out on you, and we're having our bathroom and kitchen remodeled. We're kind of remodeling the kitchen ourselves. So, I got to cut some drawers down, so I guess I'll get busy doing that. Since I'm not playing tennis till 1:30. Anyway, have a good day and enjoy this beautiful day. Good to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a while. And we'll talk to you later. I'll clear out here if you're finally in 4IQK before CBA.
Beautiful day to play tennis. Also, what I read is, at least for the Pfizer, which I've been reading up on, because that's what I got, they were saying that, you know, reactions and things like that were no worse than a placebo. Now, you can't have a bad one. I mean, there's very, very few people that could have a real, real bad reaction, but they're saying reactions are no worse than a placebo, and they do not use the virus, the COVID virus, at all in the vaccine. There's not even a trace of the COVID. They use RNA way to get the immunity. It's not the virus itself. It's not dead virus, live virus, or otherwise. So really, they should not be having a reaction. All right, 73s. I'll talk to you later. I'm at the. I'm here at the place to get my hair done. Have a good day. N4IQ.
Before and an H. 04 and an H. 04 and an H. O4 and an H.